Okay, Rosie. Monday, we discussed the concept of Nida and Yimei Ziva. And we said that really, a woman sees Dam as Manazeh, so it's Yimei Nida, unless she sees in the 11 days. But we treat every woman like a Zav. So if she sees, or L'chumrah, in other words, if she sees one day, so we will assume that it's Yimei Nida. If it's there, it's a Chumrah to assume Nida. Because if it's Ziva days, then you only have to do Shomer Yom Keneged Yom. So that's what we do L'chumrah. Now, I mentioned that there is an opinion of the Rambam, which is not so Nogel and Maisa, but since some of it, the discussion around the Rambam has Lemaisa ramifications, so we'll say over the Shitas HaRambam and then discuss the problems with it, and then through the discussion of the problems of the Rambam, you'll see that part of the discussion is Nogei L'maisa. So the Rambam is in Hilchos Issui Bia, Perek Vav, Halacha Vav, on page 6.
From J2.
Says the Rambam, Kol Yimei Ha'isha Miyom Sheyikva Laveses. Kol Yimei Ha'isha Miyom Sheyikva Laveses Ad Shetomus. O Ad Sheyakir Haveses Yom Acher. Tispor La'olam Shiva Mitchilas Yom Haveses V'Achrei Macharas Hayom. V'Achrei Shiva V'Achrei Macharas Hayom. So, the way that the Olam understands this Rambam is that the woman's cycle of Nida versus Zava, 7, 11, 7, 11, 7, 11, 7, 11. Now, how is that different than the Ramban? Because the Ramban Shita is 7, 11. And then, whenever she'll get her period next, it'll be the next 7, 11. 7-11, every time she gets a new period, that's from the 7. And then right after the 7 is 11. So there can be 7-11 this month, and then a month later, there could be another 7-11. And a month later, another 7-11. The Rambam Shita is that 7-11 is regardless of whether she gets the period or not. In other words, she has 7, 11, and right after the 11 is the 7. In other words, 7-11 is just theoretical time zones to determine if she bleeds in those days, whether it'll be in the Nida days or the Zava days. In contrast to the Ramban, where 7-11 means when you start getting your period, that's the 7. And then right after that, there'll be potential 11. The next 7 will start whatever the next period is. But according to the Rambam, no, the next 7 starts right away. Ah, she's not bleeding right away. It means potential, those 7 days could be Nida days. So according to the Rambam, it's very, not so easy to make a calculation. You have to keep a calendar for. Because according to the Ramban, whenever she gets a period this month, that's when the 7 is. I don't care when it was last month. That's when the 7 is. According to the Rambam, you have to know when she starts getting her period. These days are 7, then 11, then 7, 11. you can be totally mixed up if you don't have an exact calendar from the time she got her original period when she was a little child, you know, when she was a teenager.
So, she would get her period during the Ziva day.
Right, and then we'll call it Ziva. Right, in other words, wherever it falls into the 7 or the 11 and the 7 or 11, that's when it'll be.
Is it full 7? You fall on the 7, 3 day 3 of the 7, you wait still the 7 days.
If it's in the seven days, then it's going to be neither days. If it's in the 11 days, but the 7-11 on Nikba, based on when she got her first period, and then you have to have a very complicated. If that's what he means, that's how people. Look, one second, and he says. And then you continue. She'll call your merchal Isha Kachen Shiva Yimei Nida Vyudal of Meziva Elam Kein Hifsika Haleda. Unless she gets pregnant. So that starts a new thing. So then she stops, and then after she gives birth and gets her period back again, then it'll start a new thing. So 7-11. Yeah.
So if she starts bleeding on the last day of the 7th, keep 7 days from there into the 11th?
Yeah, in other words, wherever she... Right, the regular rules of...
But they're not... Then she would need... You may have... Like, meaning it has to be full again. That's those 6 additional days. Otherwise, she could become a zebra. Meaning once... If at the end of the 7th day period, she starts bleeding, she knows it's Nida now. She got 7 day period. So the way we originally understood that as being 7 days, doesn't matter if it came, not again.
Right.
According to the Rambam, it sounds like you always need the kiyum because at some point you're going to overlap with Zman Ziva.
Not necessarily.
Unless you start mamish on that first 7 days.
Say she on the 7 days she bleeds for 2 days.
Then she's
a nida.
Right.
She's in nida.
There's also Yom Tov and Yom Tov.
No. That is
why. Starting day 7 and day 8 is already in the 11th day.
No. Say she's in the 7 days, right? And she bleeds for 2 days. So now she's in Nida. She'll be the right, so she has to wait 5 more days and then go to the mikvah.
Anytime it overlaps, if she's staying at any point in that time.
If she bleeds in the 7 zone, so that's a Nida zone. If she bleeds in the 11 zone, so that's the Zava zone.
I'm saying that the likelihood is it's probably going to lead to overlapping, and when it overlaps...
Not necessarily. It depends how many days she bleeds, and it depends what part of the 7 she's bleeding.
Right.
Right. In other words, it could. If she bleeds later in the 7, so she gets her period, the 5 days of her period, so say she bleeds for 5 days,
right,
and she first gets it on day 4, whatever, 5, then that's going to... It'll go into the 11.
Right.
If that happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Depends on the reality of what part of the 7 did she get her period, and what.
I guess my point is, according to the Rambam, is the idea of needing seven is in the kiyum is not so much of a stretch from our initial understanding. Because of the likelihood that you need the kiyum.
You mean saying it's more of a chance that you'll need the kiyum even
right.
by nida because
even by nida, exactly.
Because technically the nida could vary. You see, according to Ramban, she would have to. She would have to, no matter, in other words, unless she bleeds for 10 days.
Right.
Because whenever she starts bleeding, that's day one.
Right.
According to Rambam, day one was already Nikba based on.
But if Nida is 7 days, so if she bleeds on day number, day number 6, does she have the coolest of Shomeris Yom?
If she bleeds on day number 6, that's needed of the need,
right,
that she's needed.
That stretches into the Ziva days.
It depends how many days she bleeds for.
Yeah, the question is if one is in Nida for 7 days, right?
Nida
is for 7 days.
Yes.
The Maratora.
Yes.
Right? So the Nida period will overlap into the Ziva period.
If it does.
So if she have the din of a zohar or is the din of a nida?
Depends. She can have both. If a woman bleeds, say on day 7,
right.
She now bleeds for 5 days.
Right.
So she became a nida on day 7, and then she bled 4 more days into the 11.
Right.
She became a zava gadola. So she's a nida and a zava. So now she'll wait Zayin Nikiyim and that'll take care of everything. And go to the mikveh and they'll take care of everything.
But what happens if she bleeds on day 7, 8, and 9? 7, 8, and 9. She's partly neither and partly Shomeres Yom Kenegat Yom.
Okay. No.
Does she still have to wait 7 days?
Of course. Shomeres Yom Kenegat Yom can't detract from the neither.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
In other words, it's always whatever Chumrah. If you want to add another chumra, you can add another chumra. You can't detract.
Uh-huh.
No, you don't say she's a nida and a shomer yom kenegad yom. So now she only has to be a shomer yom kenegad yom because that doesn't take away from her nida.
Shomer yom kenegad yom is moot in a case like that.
Yeah.
So just to clarify, that means that day 19, even if she's totally clean, nida starts again according to Rambam.
Not that she is a nida. Not that she's a nida. That's the zman for potential nida again. In other words, you only become a nida if you bleed.
Right. So if she sees, then she becomes a nida.
Yeah.
Then she becomes a nida. And if she doesn't see, then it's...
Then she's not a nida. If you don't see, you're not a nida. Okay? Okay. Yeah.
Well, yeah, according to the Shita, let's say you put a culture or something, you need to lead out with a yoga, and now they do. They have no way to keep it in.
Right, in other words, say she never kept the calendar. So she'll always have to go L'chumrah. If she doesn't know, she'll always have to go L'chumrah. You'll always go like Rabbi Masados, right. She'll always go L'chumrah. Yeah. Okay. If she doesn't bleed till day 9, 9 is already in the 11.
So what's the dynamics?
So again, if you bleed for 1 day, you're Shomeres Yom Kenegad Yom. If you bleed for 2 days, you're Shomeres Yom Kenegad Yom. If you bleed for 3 days, you're a Zava Gadola. Okay, one more question. Then.
So a normal woman is not going to be Zava every other month.
A normal woman? A normal woman...
It's not in the 7, it's like 1 month
was
in the 7, next month was in the 11.
So whatever it'll be, it'll be.
And that's called
the Yeah. Okay. So comes the Ramban on page 8. Now we saw the Ramban in the Halachas on page 7, who said, Ein ziv el biyut alf shesmuchim l'dzai sarasa. Right, the Ramban in page 7 in Halachas said it's wrong. That Ziv is only on the Yud Aleph Yom Shesmuchim L'Zayin Sharasa. And he says, Yizor B'minyin Zeh Shekvar Ta'abo Echad Migdolei Mechabrim, that one of the Gedolei Mechabrim made a mistake, meaning the Rambam. The Ramban is very emphatic that the Rambam got it wrong. He is emphatic that it's wrong. And then take a look in the Ramban.
What did Ramban
do? He just got it wrong. Take a look in the Ramban on page 8. It's always interesting to see the contrast or the corollary of the Ramban in Hilchos Ramban and the Ramban in the Chidushim. How sometimes he'll support what he says in the halachas, and sometimes he'll say in the chidushim he'll say what he really feels, but in the halachas sometimes he has to defer to the shitas that he disagrees with. Here not. Here he disagrees with the Rambam. He doesn't defer. So look what he says. Bo'u nitzavach al harambam fasi zal. We should yell, savach, scream, protest. Right? If you think sometimes, if you think something is wrong, you got to protest. Don't just be just sit there. Oh, when it's savach al harambam, shekosim bechibur shaisha sharosa b'tchila mona shiva lenidusa v'samach lehen achar asar rechachas mona zayin lenidus. Avul pisha in a row behen v'achreim achar asar. So what's wrong? Why do we have to yell so much? So he says on the fourth column. Because he thinks that the Rambam is against a Mishnah in Maseches Erchin on page 10. He thinks this whole cheshbon of the Rambam is against what he wrote of Gemara in Erchin. What is the Gemara? Ein Pesach betoa pachas mishiva v'lo yeser al yud zayin. Okay? So this is the sugya of toa. Toa means a woman who is confused. Like you said before, she doesn't know where she's holding. She doesn't know, is this Nida, is this Zava, like, where am I? So, could we ever get her out of the Mavucha? So the Gemara here has a whole way of how to straighten women out who are confused. How to straighten them out. Tan Rabbanan. Toa she'omra yom echa tomei re'isi. So she's a toa. She doesn't know where she's holding. But she knows she saw one day. She bled for one day. Pischa shivasa. So the way that to get out of it for her is if she goes 17 days without seeing, so then she's out of the mess. Why? Because she doesn't know, is this day one? Is this, she doesn't know where she's holding. Is it, this that could be the beginning of Nidus. It could be part of Zivus. So it could be that she has to wait 6 more days Midoraisa with Nida. It could be Shomeres Yom Kereged Yom. She doesn't know where she is. So the most chomer dika possibility is this was day one of the Zion. That's the most chomer dika, because that means she'll still have a potential of 6 more days of seeing blood and becoming a nida. It could be day 18 of, you know, or day towards the end of, you know, she doesn't know. So if she has 17 days that she doesn't bleed, so the worst case scenario is that she was the beginning of Nida. So now if you wait 17 days, so that's the 6 more days of Nida days, 11 days of Ziva days, and she didn't bleed for those days. So then, anything she'll see after that is going to be the beginning of Nida. Now she'll know she's the beginning of Nida. Because, I mean, it could be she doesn't need 17 days. It could be she only needs 3 days. But we don't know where she... day one. Day one, it could be any of the 7 days, it could be any of the 11 days. So she's a Toa. So that, and then, I'm not going to, we could spend the rest of the Shia going through every possible Toa. If you want, you could see this whole Gemara. If she saw 2 days, then also 17, because again, 2 days could be day 11 of the Zava and day one of the, so she also has to be 7. And then he makes a whole calculation. Says the Ramban, this whole Gemara only works if you hold like me. Because if you hold like the Rambam, so it's not going to help. Because, in other words, what she sees now, so she has to wait 7, it's not going to clarify anything. Because the Cheshbon was already Nikva 5 years ago, when she first got her period. So waiting, so there will never be a way of telling where you are based on just, you see, if every month that she starts seeing again is a new beginning of 7-11, and then the next month is another 7-11, so then this will help. But if not, if you don't have, but if it's already a calendar that was set up from before, then it's not gonna help. And that's the Ramban's Kasha. On
If she was Reziva, certainly she's already finished with everything. The Ilu Ludivre Haravzal, he Efshar. Higla Mimish also Yom, Betocha Charasar, Haya, Uksha Omda Acharav, Shivasa Nimtsa Beodores Bereziva, Laminyan Haroi, Vichay Kol Ashmua. But according to Rambam, just because you're waiting now 17 days, you have no way of knowing how the system was calculated from the beginning. So that's what the Ramban's Kasha is on the Rambam, that how could you say what you said? It's against this whole Sugya Derchen. Yeah, unless when she gets pregnant and she's...
figure out from the first day that she saw...
Right, that's the simple shot, right. Yeah, constantly. It's for yourself over your whole life. Right. Now, so how do you get out of this? So how does the Rambam going to answer this question? I mean, this is a tough question. So, you know, for me, I'm willing to move, you know, okay, we don't follow this Rambam anyway. It's not no Gela Maisa. So there's so much written on this Rambam. We could spend months and months trying to figure out what the Rambam. So I'll give you one approach to the Chavos Das, and then we'll leave it at that. Because again, it's not Nogea. But I'll tell you something that is Nogea from this whole discussion after we do this Chavos Das to Miyashiv the Rambam, then I'll tell you something that is Nogea. So if you look on page 11, or actually page, let's see, 1 second. Yeah, page 11. Eager to be a Rambam, she's eager of Haramban, the Chidush of Lenida, the Harbe Sugis, Chashve Latoa Bidvar Mishnah. Nearly, we Yachev Dvar, the Zen Lashon Harambam, Miyam Shetikva Lavesis, Achet Hekar Havesis,
So the first thing he wants to say in the Rambam is the Rambam only meant it for a woman who doesn't have a Vesus Kavua. Well, some women, we don't have so much Vesus Kavua unless like you're on a pill and then it's like clockwork when she's going to get the period. But if you leave it up to regular... So we don't have that women are so clockwork, like, unless they rig it, then they become clockwork because the pill is doing it for them. But he says, first of all, he says, the concept of the Rambam Shita is that if a woman has a Vesus Kavua, she sees the fourth Monday of the month every year. Okay? And she has a Vesus Kavua. Or she sees some chaf of the month. You know, she has some type of Vesus Kavua. Then that's a Vesus Kavua. She follows the Vesus Kavua. She doesn't follow this whole cheshbon. This is for women that don't have a Vesus Kavua. So we give them an honorary Vesus Kavua. And we say, this is how you should... In other words, the assumption is everyone should have a Vesus Kavua. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to you in your nature, so good. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't, so we're going to hand you the honorary doctorate, the honorary, Vesus Kavua. Okay, number one.
So this turns a Vesus Sha'ena Kavua into a Vesus Kavua.
Okay, one second. So mevor midvar d'zaki isha she'ela vesis. So feres la'olam zayin yudal. Al she'yesh la vesis matchel hispor miyom vesta min yusa av shechal yom vesis v'emsi mei ziva. Shem d'rachmona omar yavizava b'lo eis nidasa. Yom vesis eis nidasa. So in other words, a woman who has a vesis, what is a zava? A zava, the pasuk says, b'lo eis nidasa. It's not in her regular time. So if a woman has a Vesus Kavua, so then that's a regular time. When she sees a different time, that's Zava time. But some women, they don't have a Vesus Kavua. So how are they going to, how is the Chumash going to apply to them? So the Torah gave, for women who don't have their own Vesus Kavua, the Torah gave them, Alachim Loshmi Sinai, the 7-11, that's how you're going to tighten up the Chumash for you. So the Chumash has to be applicable to everybody. So if you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it in your Teva, if he didn't, then this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to tighten up the Chumash for you. And he says, Vesta, which comes from Magid Mishnah, Choshesh Shem Vestas Yem. Okay. So he says like this. Okay, so that's the first thing. But still we didn't answer the question yet. Because the question still is not answered, because the question is still that this Mishnah is saying, the Brice is saying, this is the way you get out of it. So okay, it's talking about a woman who doesn't have a Vesus Kavua, and this is her Vesus Kavua. So then, but still, it doesn't answer this. But she's okay. Was that novel Yashiv Hasagas Haramban? The Machiksha Me'erchin, Mehada in Pesach Petoa, the Omer Hosim, the Omechot, Tomer Easy, the Pisca, Yudzain Yom, the Rama Hashash Lola moment. Fimisha Kasafni, Lokosha Midi. The Behedi Kasam Rama and Pesha Mishnais. And he's basing it what the Rama himself says in the Pesha Mishnais. Masha Omer Bidzain, Eina Kavona, Ad Shaachar, Osus Man Tikpolo Vesis, Lidi Dosso. Kachosu, Kate said he also the sack investor. The Kavanas Ram Nira came in the Eda Ish Kavaz be Meziva, a smuchim they need us, Sarasa Behem, they need us with Zivas, Shame below Rias Dam, Rakhal Fikeshman Kavaz Vesses, Kamosha Kasafti Lel, and Kate Isha Zosatoa, Shatitsa, Lukvola Atma Vesses, Lantuchal Asachel, the sport me men, you may need us with Zivas, Lotuchal Lukbo, Arachar, Shlotira Yudzainyo. So he's saying that if you look at the parish of Mishnayas, you'll see that the Rambam has a whole different pshat in Toa. So Toa means she doesn't know where she's holding. That's clear. That's what a Toa is. She doesn't know where she is. So the way the Rambam learns, now she wants to know where she is, because she wants to know, is this Nida days, Zava days, they have different halachas. sometimes Ayin Nikiyim, sometimes Shomer Yom Keneged Yom, she has to know where you are. He says, no. That's not what this Mishnah is trying to tell us. She's a Toa. And according to the Rambam, if she doesn't have a Vestas Kavua, so she follows the 7-Eleven, she'll remain a Toa, Lolom Vaed, because there's no way out. So what is this Mishnah trying to straighten out? It's trying to straighten out, but we know that the Rambam says that if you have a Vestas Kavua, then you don't keep the 7-Eleven anymore. 7-Eleven, 7-Eleven. You still keep the 7-Eleven in terms of Nidah's Ava, but you don't keep this chart, because every month now you have your own chart. Sort of like what the Ramban says. But a woman has to be Koveya Avesis. If she's 3 months in a row in a certain pattern, then she's Koveya Avesis, then she has a Vesis Kavu. Now, you could only Koveya Vesis in the Yimei Nidus. You can't be Koveya Vesis in the Yimei Zivus. Because the Yimei Zivus, by definition, is Lo Eis Nidasa. So that's a Stira to Bikvias Vesis. So, Mimela, whenever the woman sees, the first 7 days from when she sees, she can be Koveya Vesis. Next 11, she can't. So for the purpose of Kvias Vesis, that's not Tola, even the Rambam will agree, that's not Tola on 7-11, that's Tola on the 11, like the Ramban says, that are Samuch to the 7 that you actually saw. So if you saw in these 7 days, the next 11 is the Meziva, so the Gabi Kvias Vesis, he can't be Koveya Vesis. So this woman wants to be Koveya Vesis. So now she has to know, is she holding in 7? She's holding in 11, from where she actually saw. So then once she counts 7 days she didn't see, she knows that she's in the need the days. And now, if she has a pattern now, she can be Koveya Avesis. And then once she's Koveya Avesis, then she has new rules. But Legabe, the concept, but if she's not Koveya Avesis, and she's following the 7-11, waiting 17 days without seeing is not going to do anything for her. In other words, this concept of the 7-Eleven, the Toa that she waits 17 days, is only what? To be Koveya Avesis. And you can be only Koveya Avesis in the Yimei Nidus, not in the Yimei Zivus. So if the 11 days that are Samach to the 7 days where she actually saw, you can't have a Kvias Vesis then. So even if she had a pattern 3 months in a row during those 11 days, well, it doesn't mean anything, because it's Lo Yimei, not Yimei Eis Nidasa. So Mimela, the Toa will count the 7 days to get her out of the Safek Legabe when she's seeing now. In other words, Legabe Kvias Vesis, whatever you see now, 7, that's the Nidus Legabe Kvias Vesis. And then the next 11 is the Zivus Legabe Kvias Vesis. But not necessarily Nidus or Zivus Legabe, whether you're keeping 7 days or 1 day. There are two concepts of 7-11. There's 7-11 for Kvias Vesis, which is Toloi, like the Ramban says, when you see in the 11 days after that. And then there's 7-11, Legabe, whether you're a Zava or a Nida, and that's Toloi on, you know, from when you became, a teenager.
It happens simultaneously. I mean, the woman who doesn't have her Kvias Vesis, she's currently in the Rambam other system of 7-Eleven.
She's in the other 7-Eleven system.
So we're banking on the fact that the
so now she wants to see if she can get out of that and she can be.
So she very well may actually be in Yimei Ziva of the other 7-Eleven.
Right.
And so she's treating it as a Ziva right now, but that can still be Koveya Vesis.
Because the concept of not being Koveya Vesis in the 7-Eleven is only going on the 11 that's samuch to a 7 that you actually saw.
So that's what he says.
So the Rambam still has to adopt, like, the Ramban's model in some form.
In some form, right. Legabe kvias vestis.
According to this, she would have to then do this for 17 days for 3 months.
No, in other words, yeah, well, no. Meaning like this. Once she has the 17 days she doesn't see, now she has a clean slate. Now she knows this is the beginning of a new... And now, if she has a pattern from a new Ria, that pattern 3 times will make a Vesis Kavua. What do you mean a fundamental difference?
Like something significant distinction between the two besides just their appearance at a particular time of the month.
Yeah, in other words, physically, it's the same.
Because if you restart the Vesis and then what would have been is blood of the Zavah that now become blood of the Nida, it seems indistinguishable.
Yeah, Zav and Nida is the same blood. Same blood. It's not like a man is a Valkyrie and a Zav. A Valkyrie is the regular semen, and the Zav is a different, is a sickness.
That is the same blood no matter what.
Yeah, everyone holds that. Everyone holds it's the same blood.
One is during a regular
right.
cycle.
Right. Okay. Now, again, you can look at the Chavis Das inside. So this... You know, you have to review this several times until you get it straight of what I just said now. I'm not going to repeat it again now because you'll figure work with your chavrusa. It's not Loge Elamais at all. So why am I even... No, first, like Rabbi Willick said in, I told you, 1985, that you can't not know this Rambam and this question from the Mishnah. But besides the concept of not having knowing this basic, that's why I always tell, you know, I'm of the opinion that they should still teach Shechita in the Smicha program. Even though none of you see, in the old days, the major shailas that the Rabbanim got were Shechita and Treifas. When Rav Moshe Feinstein, he gave his main shiur on Friday. That was the Pilpul shiur, the Dibros Moshe. And the women who were waiting for him were not waiting necessarily with nida cloths. They were waiting with chickens. That's what they were waiting for. Now, your wife is not bringing chicken to the rabbi. Right? She's not bringing a chicken to the rabbi. Probably will never bring a chicken to the rabbi. You know, because that's not, you know, but that's why Rav David Lifshitz at Tzal, he wouldn't sign the smichas, because for him, a rav meant treifas, shechita. They don't even do that, treifas here. So well, how does that a rav? You know, treifas. That was what a rav meant. It was treifas. That was the... Today, it's a different world. Treifas, you know, if very few people know treifas, and, you know, you have a couple of people who are working into the, you know, going to the kashrus industries who know treifas, but not so many. Like, Rabelsky Zatzal, you know, he was an exception to the rule that he knew treifas, he knew these things. You have Chassidish people who know it, but big rabbanim today... Even people who are Balei Halacha today are not necessarily qualified to Paskin Treifas Shailas. But that was the... Okay, so let me show you something. Let's take a look. On page 24. Page 24, first of all, there's a fascinating sefer called Taras Mayim. You got to know the sefer. Taras Mayim is written by Rav Nissim Talushkin. Now, the name Talushkin you already heard of because he has a grandson, right, Joseph Talushkin, who writes all these interesting books. His famous book was The 9 Questions on Judaism. Talushkin and Prager, I was growing up, that was like the classic, right? So today he's into writing about the Lubavitcher Rebbe. That's, you know, writes about different things. But his grandfather, Rav Nissim Talushkin, was a big rav, and he wrote a famous sefer on what? On mikvos. It's on page 24. It's primarily on mikvos. And in the back, and at the end of the Sefer, he has like random topics, like what bracha you make on Rice Krispies or something like that. You know, that's in the Sefer also. But it's basically mikvahs and then some Rice Krispies in the end of the book. But it's a So he writes an interesting thing. I believe Ezra Schwartz once pointed this out to me, this piece here. Rav Abadi sometimes in his Piskei Halacha works with this idea. He says like this: Kedai lahatik v'zeh dvarim shel svara min ha-sefer machshavos be'etza. He says it's kedai to quote something from the Sefer Machshavos Be'etza. So if I wasn't so lazy, I would have probably Xeroxed from the Machshavos Be'etza. But I'm probably have it somewhere in the library, maybe. You know, but I was a little lazy, so I just... Usually, I try not to Xerox from secondary sources. Everything, you should always see everything the primary sources. Okay, so you'll do it for me, maybe. You'll look... And then he said he got Haskamas. So he says, you see, when a Rav gets a Nida Shaila, so there are a lot of questions that the Rav has to ask. Just like when Rav Shechter likes to point out from the Prima Gadim, and when you get a Shaila Basa B'Cholov, so the Prima Gadim gives a whole list of questions that the Rav has to ask. Like, did you use the pot within 24 hours? Or, you know, so there are several questions that you have to ask when you... So by Anita, there are also several questions you have to ask. So, like a woman shows you a stain. So sometimes it's just open-ended. There's nothing to ask. It's a nothing. It's Vade Tohar or Vade Tomei. But sometimes it's questionable. And when it's questionable... I told you my mushel with the sukkah. Like in sukkahs, you know, if it's pouring, rains, so you know you don't have to be in the sukkah. And if it's a nice sunny day, you know you have to be in the sukkah. But when it's like the iffy time, it's raining a little bit, then it becomes... So the same thing with Nida. If she has a shefadam, then she knows a Nida. When she's staining, then it becomes iffy. That's the sukkah's mashal. So he says over here, he has a way... Sometimes you can see a mara, and it's not 100% clear. Is it red? Is it not red? Is it... So you have to have questions to tilt the scale. So I told you, Rav Nochum Eisenstein, he's Rav Eliashiv's, one of his right-hand men, Israel, so I speak to him sometimes. So he told me, like, Rav Eliashiv sometimes would ask, like, when she stores stain... Like, was this a surprise, or you knew it was there? Meaning, he able to say, like, was there hargasha, or no? It was a surprise that. And then once it's in the realm of a surprise, so then it's a kesem. There was no hargasha, and then it's the rabbanon. And once we're in the rabbanon realm, so there are more, you know, ways to be lenient, because the Rabbanans are more kal than a Daraisa. So he points out, Rav Tolushkin from the Sefer Machshavos Be'etza, that there's another question that could be relevant for a Rav to ask a woman when he sees something. And it's a judgment call. It's not clear. It's not like the pouring sukkah rain. It's not, you know, the in-between cases. And that's the following. Ask the woman two questions. How many days did you bleed? Is question number one. Meaning, if she bled 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, so then... She's a Nida, obviously. But the concept of Zayin Nikiyim is not Midaraisa, because she's a Nida. And the Nida doesn't need Zayin Nikiyim Midaraisa. So the whole concept of having Zayin Nikiyim
is where, you know, Rabbi Besada, Benos Yisrael, as we said, it's all Chumras Midrabanan. So then, if we're not so sure, are your Zayin Nikiyim really Nikiyim, because this we're not sure, is this called a problem or not, so we're in the Drabanan realm. So there's more way to be, what? If she bled, for what? For what?
Bria.
How would you say?
Three.
What do you mean by three?
Days.
Who said it? You said it. Someone just said it.
10 days.
10 days. If she bleeds for 10 days,
then you know
that she's a Zav Gdola. Because she bled for 10 days, so that means she bled for the 70 of the days, and then she bled 3 days. So this woman is a Daraisa woman. And this woman needs Zayin Nikiyim Daraisa. So we got to make sure that she's getting, you know, the real thing. So the Daraisa. So that's one question. Yes. One second. Okay. Because if she bleeds anything less than 10 days, so that's one thing. And then another question we have to ask. One second. And that is, before she got her period, how many days was she clean before she got her period? So usually a woman gets her period, she goes to the mikvah, and she's going to be clean for a number of weeks, right? So what do we want to know? How many days do we want to know that she was clean before she got her period? How many?
17.
So, you said, what did you say?
17.
So what do you mean by 17?
Basically,
what do you mean by 17? Based on that Mishnah.
Yeah.
But you said 17, that's right. But what are we going to ask her? Are we going to ask her about 17? What are we going to ask her? What are we going to ask her?
Irregular.
What are we going to ask her?
Heck.
Because the 7, sure she has. Because she went to the mikvah, I mean she had Zayin Nikiyim. So we want to make sure that she had, you know, the 7, I'll give it. I'll give it. And more. So because once she has 17 days that she didn't see, because if she didn't see say she only got a period for 3 days. But those 3 days could be Zava days. If she went to the mikvah, and then 5 days later, you know, she started her period again, so then that could still be within the, you know, 3 days later. She could still be in the previous 11 days, and then she would be. So even if she didn't see for 10 days, but she could still be in the previous 11 days. But if she didn't see for 17 days, that means 10 extra days after the mikvah, and she didn't bleed for 10 days, so then we know for sure that what? We're in the Rabbanan land. And once we're in the Rabbanan land, it doesn't mean everything is mutter, but it means that that any shayla that we're going to deal with now is probably going to be a Rabbanan shayla. So that's what he writes here. So that's why it was kedai to do that whole thing in Erchin for this nekuda. For this nekuda of Rav Tulushkin. I mean, the Machshava Seitzah. So he says, those are the two questions. In Haishu Torah Labai, Lekolim Riyosha, Akron, Lepokos, Asar Yonim. Kol Shekin, at least 10 days, because 10 is, by definition, 10 and 7, 17. And then the Mshechis b'tumasa achrona at shirachs of lavsha levadim pachas me'asari yomim. Did she only bleed for less than 10 days? So once these two questions are answered in the way we want it to be answered, then we know we're only dealing with a derabanan, and therefore, so we could be more. Makel, say the colors, he says, like, you're not sure, is this color a problematic color? It's not.
again, if it's mamish red, we're not gonna, you know, there's nothing. But if it's a suffix thing, and we have a suffix about, or you know, is she staining too much? Is she not staining too much? So then, so this is a good eitzah of, you know, of how to, you know, deal with the thing. Yeah.
Don't we also want to know the first question? If she bleeds only 1 or 2 days, meaning, or even a couple of days, I mean, don't we want to know if she bled only 1 or 2 days, don't we need at least 1 day of the Nikian? What about your nervous thing that Yom saying in the first question? His whole point is, if you bled 10 days, the Kedoshim says over and over.
If you bled for 10 days, there's no
gedol. If you need Zayinikim, there right, so.
Right.
But if you only bled 1 or 2 days, also less than 10, regardless of what the amount was.
Right.
So if 1 or 2 days, it's a very, it's possible that that could also have been in the Zayinikim's mind. Maybe there actually need 1 day of Zayinikim also, no?
Yeah, but if you're... Okay. I mean, if she bled...
Even
right, yeah, right. But if, but like Rabbi Tuchman always likes to point out, that if it's not the so you'll have a day. If it's not the last day, Rabbi Tuchman likes to point out Feinstein or whatever. If it's not the last day, so you already have your Shomer Yom Kineged Yom. In other words, we're talking about a Mara on day 5, say. So she can have a Shomer Yom Kineged Yom. Okay, so was kedai to, but if you should still go through that chavas das. That's for the sake of Talmud Torah. You understand the chavas das? It's not going to be, that's not relevant. But this is interesting thing. Of course, it's in the practice. I showed you.
Page
11 and 12. Yeah.
Is it alright if she's bleeding 8 or 9? Does that mean? Is it alright? How long does she need to wait?
If she bleeds for 8 days in a row, right? So, be the Raisa, she's going to... She's a Shomer, I mean, she's a Nida. Yes, in other words... Will she have to just wait 1 more day, or will she have to wait 6 more days?
Correct.
I don't know. Have to look that up. Oh, so the last thing in this topic, and then is the tshuva, the Beis Avi. And this is a part of this discussion. On page 25. The Beis Avi was Rav Libus. Rav Libus was a Rav in the Bronx, and then he moved to Brooklyn. And he was Nifter. He was a big Talmud Chacham, big Posek. And, he got a Rabbanan. Right. So, he discusses this the topic that we've you know, the Rebbe Besada, all these things. So he talks over here. About the discussion of about tshuva. The Baal Tshuva, who sometimes you have a couple that and one of the spouses is more religious than the other, you know, and one of them, you know, is ready to keep all of Taras HaMishpacha, and one is not. So the question is, if it's a question of say one of the people who's not going to keep the 12 days. He's not going to keep the whole 12 days. That's not. But so could we at least say they can keep the 7? They can keep the Daraisa? Because to keep the marriage, or so that's what he talks about over here. Here. The second, first column on page 25, the second paragraph. Masha Kosek Lo the Rosh of the Indians, Snod the Hetel Hakel of the Takon Shashav and Isha Balas Tshuva. So the woman is a Balas Tshuva. So, and she married when she gets, she married a man who wasn't from, because she wasn't from. And now she's a Balas Tshuva. But the husband, Ubala, who had died Porek Ol Torah, or Mitzvahs, he's not, he didn't do tshuva. She became the Balas Tshuva. The Kasha Aleh Akshav Lashpia Lov, you know, and she's, you know, it's hard for her to convince him to be frum. She became frum. And she, he didn't. He didn't, they got married when they were, both of them weren't. The Kashim gave Shim Kayadua. And, you know, divorce is a very, you know, you don't have to go through a divorce if you don't have to. Okay, do the Kevin Shazerak Nogela Drabonim. So, because, in other words, the Daraisa maybe he could do, which is a Chiddush, but say he could do the Daraisa. Question is, the Zayin Akiyim is. So that's the question: are we going to, you know, say to the woman that you can remain married even though you're going to violate the Rabbanan? In other words, he gives you examples that sometimes, like L'chor Yesh L'Hari, the Mertzinu Takonu Tzachom, and look on the top, the Meinekes. If a woman is nursing from a previous marriage and now she got divorced or whatever, her husband's not alive, whatever, so a Meinekes is not supposed to get married for 2 years, that she's Meinek from her previous marriage. But the Ramah says, we should marry mitz. But if she's a mufkeres l'znus, was if she's not going to get married now, it could be this woman is not going to be able to live a proper life, you know, without being with a man for 2 years. So she'll do znus. So maybe, so here we make a takana for somebody who is not acting properly, but we still care about them. Takana l'rishi. Kol shekein l'takana sashovim. He says, certainly it's a takana sashovim. In other words, if a person's bal tshuva, we want to make. Here you say, I became a Baal Tshuva, now I have to get divorced, you know. So Chachamim have the sensitivity that will allow certain things that normally are usher, but for Takonis Hashovim will...
Like Goslin's Kona.
Right, Goslin's Kona, right, Takonis Meirish. Right. So I like the concept, like Chazan Hess points out, that there are certain things that you Kona and you put it in your house, you stole a beam and you put it, so now you have to give it back. You're going to make me dismantle my house. So it's not. So he writes here at the end of the tshuva, page 26. He quotes the famous tshuva of the Rambam, Kuf Lamed. About certain cases of gerus. or something. In certain cases, we're going to be makel on for Bali Tshuva. So he says, maybe if you know he's not there yet, like Rabbi Yud always says, not from yet, you know. So instead of just saying you got to get divorced right away, because how could you live with such a man? No, like. See if you could be mashpia, and even though it means that you're going to violate a clear din derabanan, because so, okay, look, these questions are very sensitive questions.
Is this the same mahalak that they use about a new rabbi taking over a shul with a weak machitza?
Yeah, it's a similar. I mean, this is. Yeah, I mean, right. We have. Right. Different questions about. It's on the general discussion. You know, what things could we be lenient on to. You know, to hopefully retire people and. I mean, here he's saying that the.
It's a woman, she's like one shaking out high.
Right. In other words, what if the man was the firm one?
The woman is
not
yet from.
Yeah.
So then he would have to walk from the essay.
Yeah. Maybe I don't see him say, you know, making that chiluk necessarily. My gut feeling, again, I'm not saying here halacha, but my gut feeling would probably be that in the case where it mean the possible divorce and this, that maybe it would be the same shikul, you know. That's what I would think. Okay, that's something that you know, every case has to be dealt with in its own merits, and this, but this is a possible discussion of this idea. Okay, Rabbi, so that's J2. So Bez Hashem, on Monday we'll continue with the next part.